Independent filmmaker John Sayles has a new movie. It's called Limbo, and our film critic John Power says that's where it left him.
Let me tell you what I like about John Sayles. I like his independence and integrity. I like the way he puts political ideas into his movies. I like the way he tells stories about the working people that Hollywood ignores. I like the way he films in parts of America you never see on screen, places like the Texas border or West Virginia coal mines. I like the way he doesn't give a hoot what people like me say about his work, and having once interviewed him, I like him personally. In fact, I like everything about John Sayles, except his movies. Now, if you're one of his loyal fans, and after 11 earlier films you'll know if you are, you may well enjoy Limbo, which displays his usual idealism and sense of geography. But if you're not, this new movie highlights much of what's unsatisfying about his work. Limbo takes place in an Alaskan fishing community, where canneries are closing and champagne-guzzling yuppies dream of turning the area into a tourist mecca. Sayles regular David Strathern plays Joe Gastineau, a gloomily decent ex-fisherman who's been tiptoeing through life ever since an accident 25 years earlier. He perks up when he meets Donna DeAngelo, played by Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, a small-time singer who's come north looking for work. Donna's dragged along her alienated teenage daughter, Noelle. That's Vanessa Martinez. The three seem prime for a kind of redemptive family psychodrama. But the story suddenly pivots when, after trouble on a boat, they wind up stranded on a deserted island well off the beaten track. Now their story is about survival, and the clash between Donna's life-affirming optimism and the existential glumness that suffuses both Joe and her daughter. It's long been an article of faith that Sayles, unlike a studio hack, writes rich, complex, character-driven screenplays. But in fact, his scripts lack the mess and mystery and unpredictability of life. They're all about making points. This whole movie is crawling with caricatures. The angry fisherman who lost his boat, the transplanted lesbians who own a shishi restaurant, the deadpan Native American like Marilyn from Northern Exposure, and the smug developer who literally talks of turning Alaska into a theme park. They're all sociological types, and horribly acted, I might add, who exist solely to make it seem that we're getting a sharp portrait of a changing Alaska. But the movie's social observations are as glib as the interaction between Joe and Donna, whose byplay owes less to real life than to the tradition of Hollywood banter.
Never slept with a drummer.
Is that good?
Probably indicates some level of self-respect I've never fallen below.
So, ex-fishermen rate higher than drummers.
There are certain types of fungus that rate higher than drummers.
To put across the script to Limbo would take a great director. But a dozen movies in, what's most frustrating about Sayles is that he's still so lousy at thinking in pictures, to use the title of a book he once wrote about filmmaking. Although the movie boasts the great cinematographer Haskell Wexler, there's not a memorable image in it. In fact, most of the staging is as clunky as a home movie. And the acting's grotesquely uneven. Although Mastrantonio knocks herself out to bring Donna to life, she even shows off the singing voice of a small-time crooner, she's pulled down by the doleful performance of Strathern, who's refined his trademark stoic minimalism to the point that he now resembles a barnacle. In the end, Limbo wants us to see how Joe and Donna and Noelle are transformed by being caught on the island, how the extremity of their situation leads them to transcend pettiness and learn to bravely accept their destiny, even if it's a dire one. This is a perfectly reasonable theme, but in an exasperating touch, the movie builds to a Cape Fear-ish life-or-death climax and then doesn't show what happens. When the movie premiered at Cannes, Sayles spoke about this open ending as if it were a daring artistic gambit. Real daring, one viewer snarled, just like The Lady or the Tiger.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.